broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman. Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now, it's time for Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Cullman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Cullman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And no lawyer on this show actually helped write that disclaimer. And now, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Welcome back to another edition of Understanding the Law right here on Live 95.5, Cullman's Independent Radio. Our regular attorney, Melvin Hastings, is, he's kind of kicked back, probably drinking a margarita in Mexico. What do you think about that, Blake?
I'm sure he is from seeing his Facebook. He's on a cruise down in Mexico. Yeah, he's probably having a good time.
Tonight we have with us a special guest, Cullman attorney Blake West. And Blake, he specializes in wills, trust, estates, Medicaid, elder law, and the list goes on. And if I'm correct, Blake, you do have an office right here back behind Urgent Care.
Yes.
And one in Huntsville also.
That's correct.
So you're just traveling back and forth.
Yeah, I go back and forth. I go up to Huntsville a couple of days a week.
Just change of scenery.
Yes, there's more people up there. And to do more of the estate planning, the trust and sort of things up there. I started here with had a website when I started doing this. Started getting a lot of calls from Huntsville, so I said, well,
time to go up there.
Get an office up there. And it's worked out pretty well.
Well, you know, and I guess with population, you know, you're only going to get a certain amount of business with population in this area.
Then there's a lot more people in Huntsville more coming every day. And it's interesting that the people you see up there are a lot different than the people I see. Everyone here has roots here,
right?
Family here. The people in Huntsville are from everywhere.
And probably with the Redstone Arsenal, people are coming in all over the United States.
Yes, it makes it interesting. It's people have done work for several people who have been involved, were involved with the space race.
Right.
And worked on Apollo missions and worked side by side with Wernher von Braun. And
wow.
It's just really interesting.
That's awesome.
Lot of interesting people up there.
So does Cullman keep you busy also?
Oh, yeah. Lots of good folks here, too, and people that you know. And here, you know, if somebody comes in, either you're related to them or you're related to somebody that they know.
Exactly.
Well, you know, we're all connected here, so that makes it good too. And people in older in life need more specialized help,
right?
And it really feels good to be able to help them, especially with people. I made an appointment today. Somebody's coming in. The wife is going to the nursing home. She had a stroke.
Wow.
And, of course, they haven't made preparations because they weren't really at the stage to be making those preparations even, or didn't think they were. And, you know, it can be financially devastating,
right.
Nursing home expenses, and because he can't take care of her. She's not able to she's going to be bedridden. And
wow.
And he can't take care of her sufficiently. And, you know, it's a lot of worries and a lot of emotional problems, emotional crisis. Your spouse or your parent is going to the nursing home,
right?
And you're under that stress, and then you have to get all these financial documents making payments. You know, am I going to have any money to live?
Right.
Is there going to be anything? And it's really stressful. And so it's a blessing to be able to help people
exactly
through that time. It's really good.
Yeah, I know it's tough and just a lot on your mind, but you know, it's good to have somebody like you here that they can rely on, trust, you know, and come to you with questions and advice, and you know, for you to help them out. You know, Melvin and I was talking last week about wills and how you helped my father and I last year,
right?
Do his living will and then his last, whatever it's called. The last will? Is it the final?
Unless he decides to change it and cut you out, I guess.
Wouldn't surprise me. But, you know, and basically what I told everybody last week, Blake, is that it's such a simple process if somebody wanted to, you know, to do a living will or, you know, when you ask them questions and it was just answer them and, you know, it's not a long process.
No, I try to make it easy and usually people have a pretty good idea of what they want to do, and most people leave it to their children, sometimes grandchildren, but now I've had people leave everything for scholarship fund, leave everything to their church.
Wow.
You know, all sorts of different things, and I try to ask people some questions, you know, and if they're on the fence about something, can't make a decision, I ask a few questions to help them make decisions. I don't want to make the decision for
right.
them. And some people say, well, look, I want to give it to my grandkids, but I don't, you know, Roger's not good with money, and I need to make sure he
right.
doesn't blow it. And so we come up with plans to do an annuity, a trust, to spread it out
right.
and have somebody in charge of the money if somebody needs help with it.
That's awesome.
And I help them come up with plans to do what they want to do.
Good deal. All right, well, this week we're going to jump on VA benefits, and you're going to tell us some things with that. But we want to let the listeners know that if they want to call in and ask Blake a question, you can at 737-9505. You can call in and ask Blake, and he'll try to cover whatever question you may have. But we're going to go ahead and start off with VA benefits. So I guess one of the questions that I want to know is, basically, what do you have to do in order to get this benefit right here?
Well, these benefits are called aid in attendance, improved pension. This is not people who retired from the military.
Okay.
But you still have retirement-type benefits available. The requirements are that you have served 90 days active duty, not be dishonorably discharged. It could be a medical or some other discharge. Can't be dishonorably, and that one of those days of service was during a wartime period. You did not have to go to, say, Vietnam or Korea. You could have been serving here in Alabama, in the States, in Europe, while Vietnam or Korea were going on, and you still qualify. You don't have to have
okay.
seen action or any of those things, and you qualify for what's called the aid in attendance or improved pension. That's available to all veterans, even people who served 2 years. And especially I've helped, there's not many of them left, but I've helped probably 8 or 10 World War II veterans.
Wow.
With getting them some benefits. And those benefits are, they fought for us. And I know you and I have talked about veterans before. I'm not a veteran, but we have a special place for veterans
exactly.
in our hearts, and I know you do especially.
Yeah,
and I try to, and I wanted to do things to help them more, and so I've recently become a VA accredited attorney.
Wow, did not know that.
And it's just something that you have a little designation, meaning you've done a little bit of extra things and can help people with the VA applications. In one sense, to me, it's a way for the VA to not give out as many benefits as people should have.
Right.
To me, it's almost an embarrassment the way our VA system works. You dangle the carrot, hey, come and serve your country, and then when if if you need help later, we're going to help you. And then they make it difficult
right.
to get.
So can you go over maybe some of the benefits that they actually provide?
Well, they just provide money.
Okay.
Which is probably better because we've all heard, I know you've probably talked to people who've heard the stories about trying to get seen in a VA hospital or right. a VA doctor, and it takes forever.
Exactly.
This is just money. But the key is it's a reimbursement money. You have to spend it to get it.
Okay.
But it's not hard to spend. And where a lot of people first get off track is there's an income limit.
Okay.
And I have talked to people who've called VA into the VA office or seen people in a VA place, and one of the first questions they ask was, well, Daryl, how much does your dad or whomever you're talking about, how much does he make? Well, he has pretty good retirement income. He makes about $2,000 a month. Oh, well, that's too much. He won't qualify. But that's not nearly the end of the story. The income, and it's the government, so you know there has to be anachronism.
Exactly.
And you have to have some letters, and you have to have a definition for income that's not what everyone else expects. And that is the IVAP, I-V-A-P, Income for VA Purposes. That is the $2,000 a month less his medical expenses.
Okay.
Which is medicine, obviously. You know, older people sometimes have an ostomy. Those things count. Any medical equipment, catheters, any of those things, any money that you spend for medical purposes. That can include caregivers.
Okay.
And that can include family. If a family member has to be there to help take care of their veteran who's now disabled, and he pays or she pays that family member, that can be a medical expense.
Okay.
And that has to, what they call, involve an ADL, activity of daily living, but that covers a lot of things.
So once we've spent this money and it comes off of our $2,000 monthly income, so now we may be qualified.
Right. And it's a pretty good benefit. Let's see, I got my list here. For the veteran who's housebound without any dependents, no spouse, it's almost $16,000 a year that's available.
Okay.
Now, if it's aid in attendance, which means you're requiring more help, maybe nursing home, assisted living, something like that, it goes up to a little over 20, with a spouse, a little over $25,000 a year, a little over $2,000 a month is available. Wow. So it's a significant amount because you figure, I've helped people who need assisted living. So they can't quite make it on their own, but if they have a little help, cooking is so hard when we get older, leaving the stove on and doing different things, and it's kind of dangerous. So, and medication reminders. If you don't take your medication regularly, you get messed up, and it causes problems. But with somebody there, either in assisted living or someone coming out, can make a huge impact in people's lives. And that $2,000 a month, if the combined income is $2,000 a month, but you're spending $2,500 on the caregiver, now how are you going to buy groceries and pay
exactly.
the light bill?
Now you're negative.
So that money to pay that $2,000, $1,800 a month, you can get a lot of service for $1,800, $2,000 a month. That greatly improves people's quality of life. Can make such a difference in their lives. And knowing that it's available and it's there can help. I've seen it make a big difference in people's lives.
So on average, is there really a lot of red tape for these individuals to get this benefit? And maybe how many times does that vet actually need to contact you or another attorney to actually help them get these benefits going if they do have red tape?
This is one of the easier things. Now, doing a service-related disability where you get a disability payment.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a 20% disability that's service-related. Now, that's hard.
Okay.
You know, unless you get it while you're still in.
That's difficult. But these things, the aid in attendance, housebound, these improved pensions, are really not that hard. You just need to be able to identify certain things. What are medical expenses? Do I have to have assistance with my ADLs? And those things, I've got my little cheat sheet here.
Okay.
Like help getting in and out of bed or help transferring.
Mm-hmm.
If someone even has a walker, they're not in a wheelchair, but they can't get out of bed on their own.
Right.
Got the walker and need help getting out of bed. Okay, that's that transferring. That's an ADL. That's an activity of daily living. That's something
right.
that needs to be done. Help dressing, walking, help bathing or showering. A lot of people can get around, maybe even get dressed, but need help when it comes to grooming and bathing. Eating, toileting, those kind of things. If we have any incontinence problems, that's an activity of daily living, of course. Close supervision to prevent wandering. Preparing and serving meals. Housework, laundry, transportation. Keeping track of money and medication. Those things are important. Keeping up with those things. All of those things can be an ADL. And you have to require assistance with two of them. I usually like to try and find three in case one of them we lose.
Right.
And you also have to have a doctor to sign off on that. There's a form. Of course, there's forms that you fill out. And one of the forms goes to your doctor. And the doctor has to certify and sign that yes, Daryl needs help getting out of bed. He can't. He needs help with his medication. He needs help transferring.
Right.
He needs help making decisions about safety, things like that. And there's a form, and you take it to your doctor. And all the doctors I've had experience with are happy to help veterans.
That's awesome.
Almost you don't see many people who are anti-veteran or
right.
or don't want to go the extra step to help our veterans.
So once approved by the doctor, you have all your paperwork. Usually how long does it take for the vet to start getting payments?
It takes 2 or 3 months. It's usually one of the quicker things. You got to have that. You got to show where your money's going. You know, your other medical expenses. If you're taking, some things are expensive. Namenda for dementia. It's $300-$400 a month easy. So you have that. If you have caregivers, they're pretty particular about how you certify right. that you're paying caregivers.
Right.
You got to have some forms, and you got to list what people do for you and those sorts of things, okay. what kind of services they're doing.
Sounds good. Well, when we come back, we're going to dive into a little bit more about VA benefits. Don't forget, if you want to call Blake and ask a question, it's 737-9505. That's 737-9505. You're listening to Understanding the Law. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a 2-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you creative design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
Welcome back. Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. You're listening to Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Coleman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, once again, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Welcome back to Understanding the Law. So, Blake, we're just going to dive into some other questions that I have. So, I think we were discussing earlier that there's actually an asset limit to qualify to get this.
There is. It's not. It's one of those things that's not written down anywhere, but by people practicing, and I'm with some groups. We share emails and talk about things and decide what's best way to do things. If I have a problem, I have a lot of other people who have been doing it for a long time who call on me and do some things. And that number is about $80,000, not including your house.
Okay, so that's total assets besides your home.
Right. And if you have more than that, that's another thing that they use to eliminate you from getting the VA benefits.
Okay.
that you would otherwise qualify for. I'm not sure how that came about. I guess we want to help people who need help, but why are we making an incentive to not have things?
Exactly.
I don't understand how our government has gotten into the position of disincentivizing success.
That's just unbelievable.
I don't understand how that works, but that's the way it works.
Well, look, I love talking about the government sometimes on here. Most of the time, it's not good most of the time.
Though. No. you can't. I guess you can't live without it, but sometimes it's hard to live with it.
I know.
But there's, you know, the government writes rules, and lawyers' jobs are to find ways to even things out.
Exactly.
Some people call it loopholes. I don't like it. I don't like to call it loopholes. I just like to use what I know to kind of even things out and make it available for everyone.
Exactly.
If there's benefits there for which you qualify, then let's get them.
Yeah. So earlier we were talking about caregivers. So can you kind of give me a description of that, what all the caregivers do?
Yeah, they have a form for that, and you go through and you check off some of the things if you're the caregiver of what you're doing. You provide help with getting out of bed, provide help with dressing, provide help with bathing, walking, ambulating, toileting, incontinence. One of the things that's next on the list or something that you and I are good at, eating.
Yeah, I'm good at eating.
Except the VA calls it feeding.
Feeding.
Which seems a little impersonal. Feeding is what I did to the cows and chickens
exactly,
growing up.
Exactly.
Feeding is not what I would do to my father who needed help. I wouldn't call it that. But that's what they call it. Provide supervision for a properly secured living arrangement in a protected environment. Girl I went to school with, I've been helping her lately. Her dad's a great guy and served 20 years and now needs some other help, and he has some dementia, and he just can't be left alone. He does bad things and he just can't remember, and he wanders out of his house, and it's dementia and Alzheimer's is a horrible thing for people to go through. You lose your dignity, and it's just a bad thing to see. And people that a man that I knew growing up and respected a lot for his position in the community and because he was a veteran, and now you just see him going through this, and it's
just heartbreak.
It's hard. It just, the only thing I can take away from it is, if I can help him get some of the benefits he's earned,
exactly,
then that's a wonderful thing.
You're doing a good job.
Wonderful thing for me.
So why don't we dive over into the assisted living? If it comes to that, they have to go to the assisted living. Maybe what does some of these benefits?
Well, as long as they need help with some of those ADLs, then that qualifies as a medical expense.
Okay,
as far as the VA is concerned, and so your whole payment there qualifies as a medical expense. And you know, here your low end people who are trying to help, and there's some wonderful people who've been doing assisted living for years. I've seen assisted living places be as low as $2,000 a month, and that covers all your bills, and they take care of you, cook, clean, all of those things, medication reminders, keep all those things going for you. And you know, if you go into Huntsville, I've seen them cost $7,000 or $8,000 a month.
Wow.
Of course, you got to have your own money to pay for those, but you can get you can live nicely at an assisted living for $2,500 a month, $3,000 certainly, and
right,
almost a luxury place at $3,000 in Coleman.
Wow.
And so if you've got your money coming in $2,000 a month, then it doesn't take a whole lot more income for you to get by.
Right.
And then you're not dipping into your savings necessarily. You're making it on that. And that's a big benefit for people.
Exactly.
And it's just such a relief when people know that they can qualify for this, even though they've been told they can't.
Right.
So it helps out a lot.
That's good.
Helps out a whole lot.
So, yeah, and we were talking about the the VA nursing home in Huntsville. Do you have some knowledge about that place?
Yeah, I don't know the exact qualifications for it yet, but it's the fan. It's referred to usually as the Tut fan. That was his nickname. It's named after a veteran, of course. And if you qualify, just like these, if you qualify for any of the aid and attendance, you could be on the wait list. And I've helped some other folks who were applying for these benefits while they're waiting to get transferred to the VA nursing home. And right now, the waiting list is about 12 months. It's about a year for people. But it's a very nice place, and they take very good care of people. I've talked to several people who are very pleased with the facilities, very pleased with the care. We should have more of it, but that's what we have. And the veterans who are able to go there don't pay for it.
Oh, wow.
It's a benefit.
That's great.
So it's a wonderful benefit. Now, service, if you have a service-related disability, you got hurt while you're in the service, then you get special consideration for that.
Okay.
For the VA nursing home. But it's a good facility, and I'm glad we have that available for our veterans.
Well, why don't we go back to an earlier discussion that we was having that I meant to ask you earlier. When we were talking about the expenses that these vets have in order to qualify to get the money, when they have these expenses, do they have to actually report these expenses monthly to the government to constantly get this?
No, when you turn in your application, they ask for some bank statements. I always send several.
Okay.
Because I want them to see what's been going on. You don't want to hold back anything for
right.
sure. So I send those in, and you send in the statements from the caregivers and how much the caregiver's getting paid, what services the caregiver's providing. Because sometimes they're different. Some caregivers come in and do cleaning. Some come in and help do bathing, you know, and some do it all according to what you have for your situation. And you put all that in and you show it, and then they'll send you usually annually an update.
Okay.
You don't have to send them every month of what you're doing and where you're spending the money. But then you'll have to update it annually each year. And so they'll know what's going on.
So in case it changes. So once you're approved, are you going to be approved for that certain amount of money for a year and then it's reevaluated?
Well, if it varies, yes. But most of the time, I think everyone I've helped got the maximum benefit, because the last guy helped that I mentioned, and it's usually family also taking care of people. So the family just gets paid a minimal amount, usually. Like, you may be doing 150 hours a month total because you're spending the night there.
Right.
Well, you can't get paid enough for that.
Exactly.
Can't get paid $3,000
because
there's not it there. But instead of paying you the $3,000, you may need to get paid $1,000 a month to get your father to that limit, to where his income is down to zero. And once you get it to zero, there's no point. And family doesn't want to get paid any more than that. They're taking care of him. But family often has to give up other work and other things to take care of their loved ones. And so it's right for them to get paid some. And it's usually a fraction of what it's worth. But instead of getting paid $3,000 for being there, you know, 5 days and nights a week, then the family member gets paid $1,000 because with the other caregivers that are getting paid, that takes up all the income. And so the family member's getting $1,000, three other caregivers are coming in, splitting time and getting $500 apiece. Now we're at $2,500 and the income is $2,400. So now we're at a zero income situation. So there's no benefit to the family member getting paid anymore. And everyone I've dealt with doesn't necessarily want to get paid anymore
right. Either.
They're there because that's the right thing to do, and they have to have some money to make their own lives work because they're giving up other work.
So is it basically pretty easy to re-qualify every year once you get this benefit?
Oh, yes. This one is one of the easiest things to qualify for. And you know, sometimes you could do it on your own, but I help people, and this is another particular requirement that the VA has for filling out, for helping you with this particular issue. I'm not allowed to charge you.
Okay.
Not that I would charge veterans
exactly.
sometimes anyway, but you know, a lot of people, and there's been times in my life I wouldn't be able to spend much time on this. Because you're not charging people for
right.
it. And it's something that doesn't take a whole lot of time, but it probably takes me on an average to help people with an application for the aid and attendance 10 or 12 hours that you don't get paid for. Now, if I do other things, because people, a lot of times, they'll need other documents, maybe some power of attorney if the veteran is still mentally able to do that, wills. Sometimes you do a trust and you start transferring things to avoid probate. So you charge for that, but you don't charge for this.
Right.
And I have a standard policy that any work I do like this for veterans, I give them a discount, a 10% discount from my normal prices. And I try to price everything as a flat rate. I don't like to do hourly charges anyway. If it takes us 2 hours, fine. If it takes us 3 hours, well, it's fine too. And you know what that way you know what you're paying.
Right. So is this something that you do a lot on a monthly basis, helping vets? This right here?
I'm getting to do more and more. I usually have, right now I'm working on, I just sent in two either this week or maybe on, I was out sick last week, so my days are getting confused. So I think I mailed in two Monday for some folks.
And is all this done locally around Birmingham, Huntsville, that you have to file all this? Or
no, it's mailed to, I think it's in St. Louis. I don't even remember. Iowa. I don't know. You send it in somewhere. But they're recently they have a way to do it online. I haven't done that one yet, but I was looking at it, and I'm going to try to start doing that online. Because I scan everything and send it in anyway, so you may be able to do it online.
And I guess my question is some of these vets do they know that they have this out there for them?
No, they've heard of it, but no, they don't know how to do it. And when you start doing any kind of research, and you hit that income thing, well, I make too much.
Right.
I mean, my income is $2,000 a month. Maybe people had other retirements, maybe $2,500, $3,000 a month. They go, well, I'll never qualify. You know, why would I even look at that?
Well, right.
And when I say, well, how much are you spending of that a month on your care? Oh, well, I spend more than my income.
Right.
Then you qualify, because you're back to the IVAP, the income for VA purposes. You take all that off. And people are just amazed to hear that.
And I just wish that more vets knew about this so they could sign up and help themselves out.
Well, we're trying.
We're trying right here on Live 95.5.
We are. We are.
You're listening to Understanding the Law. You can give us a call if you want, 737-9505, if you have a question for Blake. We will be back in just a moment.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you Creative Design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman SportsFit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman SportsFit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and SilverFit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman SportsFit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back. Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. You're listening to Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Coleman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, once again, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Welcome back to Understanding the Law. We're just kind of goofing off right now. I forgot to tell you, Blake, that of course we are live on Facebook right now the entire time, by the way.
And Danielle told me.
You know, it may freak some people out. I don't know. But we're just used to it. We're just live all the time. It's fun. And
maybe they'll notice we have the same barber.
We do, matter of fact. And sometimes you'll always catch us at the shameless plug, Downtown Grill.
Oh, yes.
And
are they open tonight?
I think so. No, they close at 2 o'clock on Tuesday.
That's right.
So what's bad is that, you know, I always go because I'm cheap. I'm a cheapskate. So I always go on Thursday nights.
Oh, gotta go Thursday.
Okay, 50-cent wings, okay?
Gotta go Thursday.
And then when we started the Big D radio show, it's on Thursday nights. I'm like, no way. No way. I'm losing my 50-cent wings. What's up with that?
We're pretty regulars there. Brooks used to get the hot dog basket. But now we've started going on Thursdays, and he gets wings, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, 7 years old. He gets, most of the time, he gets the mild. He's not up to the hot yet, but he's getting there.
Look, it doesn't matter what I eat, okay? I've always got to have that large bag or basket of fried okra.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't care what I eat. I've got to eat that.
That is
insanely good.
It's like a little piece of heaven in your mouth.
It's better than candy. You know, I've tried to make it at home.
I don't know what they do.
Can't get it. I got pretty close one time.
Did you?
Yes. I'm still practicing. I bought a different deep fryer just to try to make it.
Just to see if it would work.
Yes. Yes. It's a big old, it's a huge deep fryer, and it helped, but I can't get there.
I think last time when Danielle and I went, we both changed up, and I forgot what I got now, but it was some kind of sandwich. What sandwich did I get? Do you remember?
I got the club, and you got the Philly.
I forgot what I got.
You changed up. Oh.
Well, because I always get wings.
Yeah.
My God, this sandwich was so good. It was pathetic. I'm like, I should have got this a long time ago.
Best club ever.
I'm at least, I don't know, about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, when Wayne was there, and he had the some beer boiled brats at mm-hmm. Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And I tried those, and now those were really good. But other than that, the past 5 years, 10 hot every time.
Wow.
I just can't imagine anything else. They're just too good.
So, Katie, if you're listening, you owe me and Blake something free for plugging your restaurant.
Oh, and Katie's a new attorney. Do you know that?
Yes, I spoke with her recently about that. And I think she told me that she was maybe going in the doing wheels and things like that, I believe, last time I spoke with her.
I hadn't talked to her. She was doing, we talked a little bit about she was doing some juvenile work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Juvenile court's always is a great thing to do. I did a lot of years in juvenile.
I bet that's a busy thing to do.
It is. A lot of it's also trying, you know, kids in tough situations, both in trouble and neglected, abused kids. And
yeah.
But it's a place where you can make a difference. And,
it is.
And it's
it really
an important thing to do for the community.
So how often is that court? Is it weekly, the juvenile thing?
Well, you have delinquency court 1 week and dependency court the other week. So each are twice a month.
Okay.
And then the fifth on Thursdays, I don't think they are doing anything. I haven't been in a while. But for many Thursdays, I was in juvenile court. For many, many Thursdays. And it's a good thing to do, too. There's lots of things. Lawyers take a bad rap a lot of times. But there's a lot of good things that people don't think about that lawyers do. That are sometimes behind the scenes, and we try to help people.
Because I know last week when Melvin and I was talking, we were talking about different courts, and one of the things that he said is, you know, a lot of people ask me, why do I represent him for? He says, but there's always two sides to every story.
Oh, and it's one of the hardest things to do, and Melvin has done it many times too, is represent people that hurt kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, our country is you're innocent till proven guilty.
That's true.
And it's a hard thing to do, but what if the person is not guilty?
Right. Exactly.
Then that person needs a defense. And
that's true.
Certainly you do not want to convict anyone of hurting a child who's not guilty.
Right.
Those things are hard. And I'm glad Melvin still does those, and I don't do that very much anymore.
Well, look, Melvin, to tell you, I am the worst. Like, me and Melvin, we're talking about something, and I'll go off in left field, and he's just like, man, you never stay on the subject, do you? I can't help it. I always like wandering.
Well, that's good.
What do I have? Do I have ADD or something that I go to left field, or what? I don't know.
Maybe you just have a lot of knowledge.
There you go.
That's what I always claim.
A lot of questions.
I just know a lot. I just know a little about a lot of things.
Danielle's twisting her finger around her ear like I'm crazy or something.
Yeah, for both of us.
So,
but that's good. One thing I wanted to say, we're finishing up with, you were talking about, do a lot of veterans know this, and they do not know. And I have gone and spoken down at the, I forgot the name of it, the Veterans Building back there on First Avenue.
No idea what you're talking about.
The big blue building.
on
The DAV kind of building.
Yeah, something there.
Over there by Wendy's Health and Nutrition.
The VAW?
Yeah, that's it. Back right. By the Shell station.
V something something?
Right. and I've gone there and done a little presentation, and I do them wherever I can. And that's one of the, if there might not be many veterans listening, I don't, especially older ones, I don't know, maybe, hopefully they are. But if anyone has a veterans group or is involved with a veterans group, or your church group has veterans, if anybody has something that that they want to get some folks together, let me know and I will come and I will talk about these kind of things again and present it in a way that there would be people who might need to apply. And I do that for nothing.
I'd be glad
to go to anybody's veterans group and talk to them about these benefits.
That's awesome. That's very nice of you.
If they have some.
Now, I do go there sometimes. What did you say it was, VAW? I do go there for Swamp Johns and play bingo sometimes. So. You're supposed to laugh, Blake.
Yeah. I haven't played bingo. I've been there for... I've been there for Swamp John's. Yeah.
Hey, look, man, they Swamp John like all the time. And Danielle and I went, a week or two ago? And I got like everything, the fish, the shrimp. Oh, my God, it was so good.
Yes, I most of the time now I want to get two plates.
Oh, yeah. Because it's only like $11. I mean, how cheap is that?
Right. We did one. I missed it a couple of weeks ago for the Logan Preservation Foundation. I'm on that committee also, and they had Swamp John's, but Darla and I were out of town.
You should have told me. I'd got you a plate and put it in my refrigerator for a week.
Like it would have lasted. There's no way Swamp John's will last in your fridge a week. Mine either.
I'd leave you a hush puppy.
You don't have
a
french fries before you go home.
Yeah.
No, look, here's one of my things. I cannot stand a cold french fry.
No.
So as soon as we got it and we're traveling to the house, I'm like, I got to eat my fries before they get cold.
Right.
Well, I ended up eating like half the plate before I got to the house.
That's when you need your bonus plate.
That's exactly right.
Right.
So I hate giving shameless plugs. But, I mean, what do these people do? Do the Swamp Johns actually live in Coleman? Because, like, every other day there's a Swamp Johns. I'm like, man.
They're in Florence.
Yeah. Florence, Russellville area, Red Bay.
Let's see.
Where are they from?
Red Bay.
All right.
There's one on the way, on the main road going up to Florence, because I saw it just a couple weeks ago.
They're the same place.
Okay. And,
they're just in two different locations.
Yeah, I wanted to go in there real bad, but
I would.
It was not anywhere close to eating time, and we had to be somewhere.
Doesn't matter, Blake.
We were meeting somebody else to eat. So, and we were going to a birthday party or something. Yes. Hey, if you can fry it, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Man,
it's going to be good.
Grease is good for you. I don't care what they say, except the doctors.
It's been good for me.
So Blake, since you were kind enough to come in, I mean, let me at least speak about your services. You do wills and trust, estates, Medicaid, elder law. So why don't you just touch on some of the things that you can specialize for the folks here in Coleman?
Well, anything that's in the for older folks, and getting to close to, you know, to what we are, wills and that sort of thing. And a lot of times people say, well, I don't have much. I don't need a will. And sometimes you might not, but if you don't, sometimes odd things can happen to your stuff when you're gone, and it might not go in the place you want it.
Right.
And some people are younger, and they say, "Well, I'm in my 20s or 30s. I don't need a will." Well, you might not, but what if something happened to you and your spouse? Who's going to raise your kids? That's an important thing,
exactly.
And you don't need to leave that to chance. You need to sit down and choose who the person that you and your spouse want to raise those kids. That's an important thing that you need to do for your family. That's one of my little things as people talk about it. And I say, well, estate planning, wills, and that sort of thing, it's not really for you because you're going to be gone.
Exactly.
It's for your family. Doing these things is for your family. And when you're older, doing some of the other planning, power of attorney, those kind of things, having your other documents can help us maintain dignity right. as we age. Because one of the worst losses of dignity I did a lot when I was working for DHR, and it's something you have, and it's not always a bad thing, but being appointed guardian, if someone is not doing well and a child has to be appointed guardian for their parent, it's that's just the loss of all dignity, because you're now subject to someone else's decisions.
Right.
You don't decide where you live. You don't decide who your doctor is. You don't decide who gets to even come visit you. Your guardian does. And if you do planning ahead of time with power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney, advance directive, sometimes in trust, doing trust can help that sometimes too. You can avoid that loss of dignity. And that's one of the things I believe in doing this, is I want to help people, number one, maintain dignity. Number two, keep some money, too.
Right.
Save as much money as you can. But that loss of dignity is what worries people. Having to go to the nursing home and not knowing who you are, who your children are, who your wife is. People talk about things, and another one of the lawyer sayings, and Melvin has probably said this too, is we prepare you for the worst and hope for the best.
Right.
And for most people that come into my office, the worst thing is not dying. The worst thing is the nursing home.
Right.
And I try to help alleviate some of those concerns and make plans so that you can maintain as much dignity as possible. And that's one of the things that's important to me about doing this.
And just as we talk, Melvin and I on the other shows, is I always just say the importance of having a will and power of attorney in place, because you never know what can change in the snap of a finger.
Oh, it happens. We see it on the news every day. And exactly. I'm just blessed that it's not me today.
That's it. Blake, thank you very much for coming in on Understanding the Law and sharing your knowledge of VA benefits with us. And
thank you. It's been great.
The other comical things that I have to always bring up.
Oh, yes. Well, the grill's not open.
Yeah. Oh, well, there goes our wings for the night.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to go Thursday after the show.
Yeah, I may do it. So don't forget, the Big D Radio Show is live every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. following Path Changers Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for having Blake West here on Live 95 with us on Understanding the Law. We will catch you next Tuesday for another edition of Understanding the Law with Melvin Hastings as he comes back from vacation. This is Big D. We will see you next time.